Finance with Scott Haywood.
Scotty, good morning to you, mate. How are you going?
Good morning. No need for a violin for me this week. I've got the trumpet out at the moment, so I'm in a very different musical mode.
What a night.
Wall Street, swings and roundabouts on Wall Street. Just after the Dow Jones opened, it fell 177 points, and then it's reversed all of that and some and closed up 200 points. It really is on the back of different investors and different corporate profits that some may be doing better than others, and that includes Tesla, which jumped 8% last night after electric vehicle reported a stronger profit for the last quarter, and Seagate Technology, they're up just under 10%, again reporting stronger revenue and earnings than expected. Chevron, they rose 3% as they raised their dividend and did a buyback program. So some of the big names in the US are reporting well. So despite the fact that our market was closed yesterday to celebrate the Australia Day public holiday, I'm hoping our market will gain about 10 points in 19 minutes' time. Was you going to say something?
10 points is pretty small compared to the increase we saw on Wall Street.
Yeah, we saw an increase on Wall Street on both Wednesday night, Thursday morning our time, and last night. But our market's been a lot less volatile and we haven't got anywhere near the reporting that the US have got. So some of the good news that came out is that BlueScope Steel have repaid 300 million euros of medium-term notes. That was supposed to mature in May 2023, so they've got better than expected liquidity. So it was a good news for them. ResMed, their annual revenues grew by 16% to hit $1 billion for the first time in 2022. And the Viva Energy Group has got the all clear to buy the Coles Express convenience retailing business by the ACCC. So that'll be happening in the second quarter of this year. But probably the big news for us is that the Aussie dollar has hit its highest point since June in 2022, currently sitting at 71.42 US cents. And that's on expectations that the Reserve Bank will definitely increase, and I'm saying that word very deliberately, definitely increase interest rates in February as inflation this week we reported hit a 33-year peak for the December quarter.
I
think it's still 0.25, but it just might, it's like trying to, well, it's not a violin moment for mortgage holders, but it could be, but I don't think they'll go beyond 0.25. I think they'll just stick to that, and then they might do it again in March, and they might even do it again in April. So they'll just slowly increase, because they don't want to spook too many mortgage holders that simply are going to start to feel underwater as their property prices fall and mortgage expenses go up. They'll literally feel as though their mortgage is actually worth more than their house. So that's, they don't want to do that too quickly for our economy.
Yeah, all right. We'll know that. We'll find out that in the not too distant future. Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Millsy. Have a good one.
Scotty Haywood, the finance guru. Well, a few violins coming through.